Let's just take it from the top. So give me the night, feel the beat of the rhythm of the night. Tonight, tonight, working on a nightmare.
You are listening to Night Vision.
Hello and welcome to Night Vision, a multi-platform audio magazine presented by the Indiana State Council of the Knights of Columbus, designed to enrich, enlighten, educate, and entertain.
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to 2024. A new year means a new season of Night Vision, and we're thrilled to have everybody on board. So what is your New Year's resolution? The most popular is probably resolving to get in shape. And we know what that means. It means exercising more. So one of the most important aspects of getting in shape, staying in shape, is building a strong core, right? Well, what about strengthening your spiritual core? Well, that's what we're talking about today in this episode of Night Vision. Adam Phipps joins us now as we discuss a different kind of core. First off, Adam, Happy New Year. Welcome. Glad you could join us today.
Thank you, Bob. My pleasure. I'm very happy to be here, and Happy New Year to yourself as well.
Thank you so much. Hey, yeah, you know, you do hear about working your core. It's a new year. People make all of their New Year's resolutions. That's not the kind of core we're talking about. But before we get into that, though, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and the role you're currently filling with the Indiana Knights of Columbus?
Sure, Bob. Yeah, my name's Adam Phipps, as you already mentioned. I was born and raised in Fort Worth, Texas, Arlington, Texas, to be precise. Raised in Hearst, and two parents from Iowa, moved down to Texas. So I'm sort of a first generation Texan back here in the Midwest. Now I work for my alma mater, Wabash College, as a website editor and broadcast engineer for the last 7 years or so, running their live football, basketball, and baseball streams, as well as kind of just making some slight edits to their website. I got involved in the Knights of Columbus here when a former pastor at our local St. Bernard's Parish here in Crawfords, Indiana, basically went up to the podium and asked all of the men of the parish that if they haven't yet joined the Knights of Columbus, that they should do so. And it was really that simple for me. It was only about 6 years ago. Started off with the Knights of Columbus in about 2017. And right when I took up the charge of being a Grand Knight for the council was in 2019, 2020, which we all know kicked off a rather interesting series of events. I served as Grand Knight in the council, 1591, for 3 years, basically helped the council get through, continue on with hybrid meetings at first, and then when it became safe to do so, returning to in-person, a full in-person format. And right around that time, when I let go of that mantle for a couple of years, I was asked to be a part of the evangelization and faith formation team for the state council. And so my role at this point is to have been the privilege to go to Supreme and be trained at Supreme to walk up the steps of St. Mary's Church to see the banner of Council Number One and to, with another 100 or so men across the entire United States jurisdictions, pray at the tomb of Blessed Father Michael McGivney and lead this charge, this core initiative to have men grow in their encounter with Christ and to not only be sacramentalized and catechetized, but also to be evangelized and to reawaken a spiritual exercise of their faith in addition to the intellectual side and the work itself.
Off the top of the show, we teased the whole core thing. This is a different kind of core, though. It's a program that helps build faith and helps men understand and be able to actually to defend the faith, which is something that we're called to do more and more. But it's C-O-R, right? So what is the core program?
The core initiative, it's not a program in the formal sense. It's language we like to say right off the bat. It's not a program because that can sometimes get confused as like, so it's like a faith program with faith in action. It's actually separate from that. Core is an initiative that is really encompassing. It's all encompassing. Core, as you mentioned, is C-O-R, a Latin word for that means heart or courage in some sense. Comes from the phrase that was made famous by John Henry Newman, cor ad cor loquitur, which is to say heart speaks to heart. What the core initiative is all about, again, as I already mentioned, is helping men, Catholic men, grow in their faith and to be better husbands, be better fathers to their families and outward into their communities as well. The core initiative is meant to inspire all men of their parishes, not just knights, but all men of the parish, to seek out active participation in their faith, not only in their faith programs they may already be doing, but also in formation and prayer and fraternity with one another. prayer, formation, and fraternity, we like to say here in the Evangelization and Faith Formation Group, is a cornerstone of this organization, that the zeal for souls that McGivney had was well beyond simply works of service, but also and financially providing for their families, for the wives, the widows, and children of past Catholic men, but also in the men themselves, in their formation, in their active participation in the life of the faith, intellectually as well as in practice.
Again, and we get into that word programs, but how does it differ from, say, This Man Is You or Exodus 90, Christ Renews His Church, all of these things that people are very, at least men I know.
Yes, yeah, those are great examples of what it looks like to sort of live this mission of being a part of the CORE initiative, right? So CORE is the process. It is the, you could say it's sort of like the template, the schema, the framework around which we want men to be practicing. The three main elements of the CORE initiative involve prayer, formation, and fraternity. The way this looks like in practice for a local council is that they are to have another meeting, a monthly meeting once a month that involves 1 hour, 1 hour maximum, no more than an hour and a half, we'd like to say, but 1 hour is a good target. That involves those three elements, that there is an element of prayer in this meeting, that there is an element of intellectual, spiritual formation, perhaps picking a particular topic of the faith, say the history of adoration as a practice, where it came from, where it stemmed from in the early church, where and why we continue to practice it today, and perhaps then leading that into some actual adoration in that meeting. But in any case, as well, to not forget that this is for fraternity, that it is for men, all men of the parish, not just knights, and an element of fraternity that will allow themselves to strengthen one another.
That was my next question. If a parish is interested, if people have heard about this initiative, does it have to be at a Knights Council? But then any parish can get involved in this.
Any parish can get involved in this. A Knights Council is tasked with spearheading this. We are shooting for the goal of having every single council in the entire organization running the CORE meeting within the next 5 to 10 years. We are not shy about that. This is something that is not just something that we are trying this year because Supreme said so. This is something that Supreme is supporting seriously and taking seriously. I can come back to that a little bit later about how that practically looks in practice, but I want to get back to your question about, or maybe your sort of inquiry about, well, what about This Man Is You? What about Christ Renews His Parish? One thing we want to emphasize is that this is not something that is intended for the knights to basically kind of walk into an existing ministry or an existing formation night and to bowl it over and to take it over or anything like that. Quite the opposite, in fact. We already recognize that there are content series out there, Into the Breach, That Man Is You, that is already serving men in these elements, in these same, basically the same format.
That was my question. What does this offer? What does this initiative offer that, say, maybe these other programs don't?
Absolutely. Well, it offers the knights the opportunity to take lead in those that may already exist or to take the initiative that is necessary. What is on offer here is a message from Supreme, which recenters the organization around the CORE cornerstones of what it meant to be a knight, right? It's not just okay. It's not just enough that we act in service. That is wonderful. And it is exactly, it's certainly absolutely necessary for the organization. But it's not simply enough that we serve. If we are always giving, if we are always pouring out from ourselves, and we are never putting back in the time and the effort in an intentional way into our own spiritual formation, into our own intellectual re-catechization, or really going deeper in a faith that is so immensely deep that no one person could possibly hope to plumb the depths of it across an entire lifetime, let alone 10 lifetimes, this is something that we hope and we are looking to have become practical and practiced within the existing Knights Councils for all men of the parish in those places that don't have those, or for those who are already practicing where there already is a men's group, that the Knights Councils who are nearby those parishes take the initiative on their own and get involved in those if they are not already, to take up that mantle for when those content series run dry, when those content groups run aground, when those content groups have completed their aspect of the mission of the work of Christ, that the knights can know that we are a member of this CORE initiative, that this CORE of prayer, formation, and fraternity is what it's all about.
Well, that was my next question. You mentioned some of these other these programs as opposed to the core initiative. Is this something that can run in tandem with or piggyback on one of these other already existing types of ministries?
Absolutely. And in fact, there is no explicit content package that is coming with the core initiative, right? That was intentional by all means, right? Mm-hmm. We have That Man Is You. We have multiple resources through Catholic Information Services. There are even organizations outside of the Knights that can provide suitable materials, focus, as well as other initiatives that are out there that can give some girding, some background, some backbone to what the formation element looks like. But it's also not meant that way because it's not meant to be prescriptive. It's not intended that CORE as an initiative be programmatically defined for a council. In fact, it's exactly kept that way, kept that flexible in order that each council understands that this is something that they have to take charge in, that they have to take that initiative of their own volition and get creative, right?
Well, certainly there has to be on some level some universal material, correct?
Absolutely, right. It's not that it's completely without resource or completely without definition, but that it is not coming with some sort of the core initiative video series or something.
And this
like
is
that.
How you do it. Yeah. Yeah.
This okay. is how, yeah. Now we do have resources, right? Something I mentioned is that this is not something Supreme is just sort of pushing as a sort of one-time thing, or this is this year's theme or anything like that. No, quite the contrary. In fact, just this last month, there was launched a web page and set of pages on the website of the Knights of Columbus International Organization. So that's kofc.org/core, C-O-R. It's quite that simple. kofc.org/core. And when you arrive on that page, it gives you a full listing of exactly what we intend from CORE. What is the purpose? To grow men and have them their encounter with Christ and to help them become better men, husbands, and fathers for their communities and their parishes, as well as actual one-page startup lists, a startup guide, a reference guide that's more than 20 pages long, a video that shows you exactly the kind of impact this is making across the entire country, the entire organization of the Knights of Columbus internationally as well as nationally, that is not going away. This is not going to be something that is just talked about for a year and then we're done with it. And they are showing that, Supreme is showing that by putting these resources right in front of anyone who's interested.
Now, on a practical level, you're going to have council leadership, especially on the local level. The questions that always come up when I talk with guys from around the state is, how do I talk to other Knights about this, right? Because you are going to get the men who are involved with That Man Is You, Rekindle the Fire, all of these other things, and they're going to ask that question again. Why should we have this program when we have all of these other things? So you've explained it to me, but maybe in simple terms, the elevator speech, right? What's the Grand Knight going to say to a new guy coming in going, well, but we've already got this at the church and we're doing this and this and this and this?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bob. What I would say is that when new members are joining your council, when there are men that are young men who are just getting involved in the parish for the first time and you're looking for something to offer them, CORE is exactly what we are hoping will grab the attention of those young men. The reality is, in our increasingly secularizing world, we are finding that there is simply not a option of letting the culture do this for us, that we can no longer rely on the culture being sufficient enough for us to receive this by osmosis. Rather, there is an intentionality that we have to already be ready to serve that young men who are coming into Catholic parishes again, returning maybe to church or coming in for the first time, are finding that this is something severely lacking in our culture. And they are looking for that answer. They're looking for, well, what would the Knights provide me? So my answer often, I would say, Bob, to those Knights who are maybe skeptical about, well, if we're already doing this, how is this any different? Is that this is exactly what we are about as Knights. This is what makes us who we are. We are about prayer, formation, and fraternity as a result of our adoption of this CORE initiative nationwide. And for any new men who want to look into what it means to be a Knight, someone who is serving as the strong right arm of the church in a way that is more than simply sacrificial service, but also serving their own souls and serving the souls of their fellow men in fraternity. This is the answer, I would say, or at least that's our hope, is that this is what we want to tell them, is that we are about prayer, formation, and fraternity. We're not willing to simply live our faith and hope that the culture provides those buffers for us. We are hosting a monthly meeting at least once a month, if not more than that, that is intentionally driving us to learn more about our faith, to practice that faith, and to really just practice fraternity with one another.
Now, are you finding a thirst for this? Are you finding that guys are looking within the council saying, hey, you know, I understand that we charity is our first pillar and that we do these things to support our parish community and
Absolutely.
Our local communities. Are they saying, hey, but I wish there was a little bit more, that there was something else, that connective tissue? That's the word I'm looking for.
Absolutely. Yeah. My one of our initial involvement with the initiative involved a young man who was a recent convert to the faith. And when he heard about this initiative, it was his really his privilege that he was able to join me in New Haven for the initial training and found that this is exactly what he was looking to run in his own council in Southeast Indianapolis. He has found a lot of success himself working that. We're not only seeing it in just these sort of one-off examples, but in our growth, right? The initiative is only in its second year. In the first year of the initiative, the hope was that there would be at least 10 councils that would be at least sort of notified and aware of, and perhaps starting to consider running it, that there would be a launching period by this summer. We have already, in our jurisdiction of Indiana, we're already at 25 councils who have indicated that they're interested. We are, and those are just the ones I know about. Those are just the ones that are reporting that I know about as of right now. In our second year already, we're well past the initial goal, and this year's goal as well, of 20 councils. We are seeing growth. We are seeing this initiative gaining traction and gaining ground. Another anecdote I can give you is that at my own Wabash College here in Crawfordsville, Indiana, which is a private school that is not Catholic or Christian in particular sort of affiliation, although it is founded by Presbyterian ministers. At Wabash College, we have a Newman Center specifically for the Catholic contingent of guys who are interested. And our pastor here, though he's not, but like this is a perfect example, sort of, what if this is already happening? Our pastor is basically running what CORE is, prayer, formation, and fraternity nights for those guys at the Newman Center. And when I say guys, I don't mean like two or three guys who are interested. I'm talking on average 15 to 20 men are coming once a week to show up and do night prayer for 15 minutes with the full chant, and then going back downstairs, enjoying some snacks and beverages together. And while doing that, reading through the Regensburg Address, reading through C.S. Lewis, reading through some foundational materials that help inform and guide their formation through what is essentially a very post-Christian culture on the campus. And this is something that we're seeing people flocking to. The men are flocking to this. The men who are my age, younger than me, and I would hope even guys of all ages.
You were going to say your age. I could see the look on your face.
I used to be able to, but I'm still 35. And so yeah. It's this weird line I'm writing there.
I'm still 35 too in my mind. So is the hope as well? I would think that this would actually help with membership retention as well. I don't want to get too into.
Sure.
We like to keep this, you know, open to the listeners who are not Knights, but I mean, clearly, one of the things, again, that I hear on the council level is, yeah, there's got to be something more. Or wait a minute, I joined because it's a Catholic organization. I joined because my priest asked me, and I wish we had more spiritual guidance.
Sure, right.
Right. So what has the response been? What are you hearing from guys?
Well, what I'm hearing is that where the response is strongest is where their pastors are involved and integrated with that. It is, in fact, it is written in all of our guides and whatnot that the very first thing after we identify someone in the council who wants to be their director of this initiative in their council is to make sure that they speak with their pastor. The pastor's role is to be that primary formator of all the men of his parish and of his flock. And without the support of their pastor, they're not really going to make a whole lot of headwind. And that goes for those who do also already have a men's group in existence. It's entirely based around the idea that we are trying to work with that goal together with the pastor as head and leader of that.
What is
and
the
so where
what
we
is
are
the...
seeing that success is where the pastors are on board with it.
That was my next question, was what is the response, or have you received any response from the pastors who have on the beginning level been involved?
Sure. Yeah. Like any new initiative, we have some concerns. We have some questions. In many ways, we have a lot of enthusiasm. We've heard from plenty of pastors who are
saying, what are some of the concerns, real quickly?
Yeah, sure. So some concerns are some of the things you've already brought up, right? Well, don't we already do this? Well, of course, yeah. If this is already in place in a parish, we're not looking to replace that. We are looking to get ourselves involved in it if we're not already. If there are already knights who are also involving in that, this is a framework by which they can then be the leaders when that is done and over with. And the question becomes, well, what's next? Or that in a way, this is sort of a role for the laity. I see that as a personal thing, that it's an excellent role for the laity to continue that work in their local parishes and communities when the pastor is moved to another assignment, or when their priest is moved along, the one that was really on fire, the one that was really involved. It's those elements of prayer, formation, and fraternity that Jesus Christ himself displayed when he chose 12 men of various backgrounds and various reasons for why and for what reason they were called and for what they heard in their hearts to follow him, that we are trying to model this around.
Now,
it's a good role for the laity to continue that work of what's next when the current work is already, that's being done now, is no longer there.
Sure. What's the positive response been from clergy that have seen this or engaged it? What are the things that they liked about it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what I've heard so far is that this is, in a lot of ways, it's new to them, but for the ones who are engaged in it already and are on fire, they're saying things like, this is exactly what I had always hoped that the knights would do. This is something I've been looking for the knights to do for quite some time.
It's about time, right?
It's about time is sort of the general perspective. The pastor who got me to be involved in the knights was actually our former state chaplain, Father Shockley. And he himself is a big fan of and a very big proponent of this initiative, to my knowledge, at least in the few conversations I've had with him. And he's been very supportive of my role in this as a leader to try to get this off the ground for other councils across the state.
Do you know, has Archbishop Laurie weighed in on it?
I'm not sure if I've heard a specific...
I was just curious. I didn't know.
Declaration from Archbishop Laurie. I do know that when we had Bishop Kevin Rhodes over at our state convention a few years ago, that his discussion about the post-Christian culture in which we find ourselves and around the book that he was presenting at the time, which we've all, I think, in different ways received, this book from Christendom to Apostolic Mission, is essentially telling that same narrative that we need to find structures that are requiring us and calling us to be active participants in our faith, to instill a habit in ourselves that we are simply not going to get anywhere else if we don't actively pursue that. And we're hoping that to follow through with Bishop Rhodes' call to continue that apostolic mission in the core initiative across the entire nation.
Let me ask you this real quick before we run out of time. If there are priests listening, parish pastors and grand knights, district deputies, anybody who might be listening says, hey, this is the first I'm hearing of it, or this sounds like a great, initiative. How do they get the ball rolling? How do they get started?
Absolutely. Yeah. We are looking to have a council director in every council across the entire state as soon as possible. They can contact me directly if they want at EFF1@IndianaKOfC.com. If they're looking for that email address.
.com or .org?
.org, excuse me. Sorry, thank you for the correction. That's EFF1@IndianaKOfC.org. So thank you, Bob. And I just want to make sure that's clear. They can contact me. If they can contact any of their grand knights are welcome to, and at this point should have at least heard something about this. If any grand knights are listening at this point, are like, whoa, whoa, what are you talking about? This is the first time I've ever heard of it. That's great. There's a perfect opportunity on Tuesday, January 9th, that there is a webinar at 8 p.m. Eastern being hosted by the team at Supreme who are running the EFF initiative, this evangelization and faith formation team that is running the core initiative from Supreme. That's Tuesday, January 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern, that they can tune in on. That's just in a few days. I know it's a quick turnaround. Of course, if the Grand Knights themselves haven't heard about it, an immediate email to me or to any of their state leadership, their district deputies should be well aware of this. We just had our mid-year meeting in December where I actually walked through an example of what a core meeting might look like in a short time frame with all of the district deputies that had come to that mid-year meeting. So the DDs are involved. Get in contact with your DD. If you don't know pastors, get in contact with your council, your Grand Knight. Tell them you want this initiative off the ground as soon as possible. If there's already any existing men's ministry, I would encourage you to also still share it with your local councils and let them know, hey, your guys are saying if you're not involved in this ministry, they want you to be involved in this ministry. That man is you, whatever it is. And so this is exactly the kind of thing that we are not seeing as something that just is a program. It's more than that. This is something that embodies what it means to be a knight, what it always has meant to be a Knight of Columbus, in addition to the service, in addition to the charity, the unity, the fraternity, and the patriotism that we have built this organization around, that McGivney himself put into his own men, formation, prayer, and fraternity that help encourage one another to live in an active way the mission that Christ and his apostles lived in their own apostolic age.
Well, it's certainly an exciting proposition. It's an exciting initiative. I'm familiar with it, of course.
It should be.
Yeah, you'd think, right?
This is how it happens. This is how the work is done.
Exactly. And it is, it's exciting not only because in and of itself, it's an incredible initiative, and it allows us to really get in touch with why we became knights and what we do. But also as a precursor to the Eucharistic Congress, it's another way for us to, you know, it's all kind of coming together.
His time,
not ours. And this is certainly a time for Catholic gentlemen, especially the Knights of Columbus, to get in touch with why we do what we do. And what is, a lot of times guys go, well, what's my purpose? I know I do fish fries and spaghetti dinners, and I do all the fundraisers, and I sell Tootsie Rolls, and I do these things, but I feel like there's something else.
And those things are absolutely so important.
Without a doubt.
By no means are those trivial in any way, shape, or form. Absolutely.
Without a doubt. Absolutely.
But it is, as you say, a calling, a recalling of the why. Don't forget, you can only give so much before you are emptied, and you need to be able to fill that with yourself. And you can do that so much stronger. And in fact, it is modeled after Christ and his apostles, that it be done in a group, that it be done in a group of men, and men only, men who are looking to sharpen one another, who are not going to be willing to simply just have the culture show them that this is okay. You can be Catholic this far and no farther. No, you can be a full man in the faith. You can learn more. You can grow deeper. You can reach a personal encounter with Christ, and you can do it in prayer, formation, and fraternity with fellow men like you and new younger men who are looking for you to be those mentors to them, to show them, this is serious to us. We really take this seriously, and it's what it means to be a knight.
Well, Adam, I'm excited about it, and I look forward to hearing more about it. I appreciate you taking time out today. Your email address one more time.
That's EFF1@IndianaKOFC.org.
All right. Well, again, I thank you, Adam, for taking the time today, and I look forward to the initiative moving forward throughout the state of Indiana, as well as the entire order. And again, thank you and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Bob. God bless.
Night Vision is a presentation of the Indiana State Council of the Knights of Columbus and Catholic Radio Indy. Night Vision is produced by Z Media Studios in South Bend, Indiana.